The following is a lecture on the appearance day of His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 8, 1977, in Mayapur, India.
This is the auspicious day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And then for her and her birth families. So, this is formal, and then both the first and second. It is done. It is done. Just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described Nitya Lila. Nitya Lila means it is going on. Just like just now it is 11 o'clock. This 11 o'clock, and when it becomes 12 o'clock, no. It does not mean that 11 o'clock is past. 11 o'clock is existing somewhere in India. It is 11 o'clock, and somewhere else it is 10 o'clock. And when in India it will be 12 o'clock, then 11 o'clock will be somewhere. Therefore, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever it is, there is going. It is not that one is feeling. That is material calculation. Material calculation, this body we have got. When this body is feeling, it is finished for you. It will never come. That is, in the spiritual world, there is no such thing as finish. Nitya lila, nitya nanda. We have to understand that. In the material world, 1 minute lost, it is lost for you. Chanakya Pandit has given us instruction from the material point of view. Ayusha chanaye gopi na labdha sarvabhoti ghi sachet nirakthapana nita tanuhani stakur Ayusha chanaye gopi the potential leave 50 years or 100 years maximum. So out of that, one moment lost, it will be never recovered. From our birth, when a child is born, we ask the parents, when the child is born, the parents said, this child was born in the morning, 10 o'clock. So, the child is born at 10 o'clock, and I am asking at 11 o'clock. This 1 hour life of the child lost. 11 o'clock means the child has already died once. Out of this 100 years. So for Vaishnava, it is not like that. It is not like that. Na hannati hannamane sthi. This is material calculation. 1 hour lost, 2 hours lost. And the birth. And body is like a transient, it is leaving one moment, 1 hour, but spiritual life is different. Nitta sasatayam nanate annamani sarire. So, as Krishna comes, Jalalalati dhanma sablani upati bharatam sadhamanam kiyamam. Krishna is eternal, but still he appears the same example, just like the sun is in the sky, but we see in the morning it appears and the evening it returns. That is, defectness of our eyes, actually the sun feels already. So similarly, Vaishnava, as Krishna comes, jala-jala-hi karma-saklani. Similarly, Vaishnava, meaning the confidence and servant of Krishna, he also comes for some purpose by the orders of Master. So their life and Krishna's life is the same. There is no question of past, present, condition. Nitya. Nitya sasatayam na annati annamani sevu. So, tirobhava, avibhava, they are the same thing as the appearance and disappearance. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our master, spiritual master, he also came in this world to execute some mission of life or mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he executed it, and when it was required, he left this place and went to another place to do the same. That when the sun rises at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, there is 6 o'clock in another place, and there is 8 o'clock in another place, it is going on, Nitya-lila. So, we have nothing to lament for disappearance. We should simply remember his activity. Very good. Vaishnave Kriyamudra Vikkira Mudra. We cannot understand the activities of the Vaishnava. But they come, any Vaishnava comes for some particular meaning. Prahlad Maharaj, he said, Naivad-vidhi-para-jurat-vaya-vainkaranya Tad-vijja-tāyama-mahā-mṛta-mahana-sitya Sūche-tata-vimukha-cetata Māyā-sukhāya-paramad-vādhā-mūrā. Prahlad Maharaj said, to Vishnu Narayana, by Lord, I have nothing to grieve, because whenever I shall sit down, glorifying your activity, I immediately begin merge into the ocean of meditation. So I have nothing to grieve. But one thing, I am sorry, I am in grief for this Vimura. Vimura, Mura means rascal. And Vimura, particularly rascal. Every living being within this material world, they are Muras. because they have forgotten their relationship with Krishna. Mura nādi jānāti māhe tapparama payam. This is mura. All living entities, more or less, we are all muras. Particularly the muras, because there are different types of living entities, Jalajanam, Lakhani, Savara, Kavinsati, Tinoyo. 8,400,000 species of life. The evolution is going on. When we come to this stage of human form of life, here is a chance to get out of this evolutionary process. This is the chance. Prasadim chaturāna caiva brahma dhīva jāti. In the form of Quran, the evolutionary theory, not theory, it is fact. Darwin's evolutionary theory, maybe, but in the Vedic literature, the evolution theory is existing since very, very millions of people. It is not a crazy fellow evolution theory, it is fact. So, in this evolutionary theory, we see that the bhaunam, bhaunam, sambhavam, after many, many evolutions, millions and years, we get this chance of human being to become realized. In this human form of life, if we still remain a mura, then we are vimura. Vimura means, vi means visage. Here is the chance. And Krishna personally is giving his instruction to the human being. Sarva-dharmān paritrajyamāmekam saraṇam vraja. This is a chance. But still, we are not accepting. There will be mura. Mura, the cats and dogs, they cannot understand. If we give instruction to the dog, my dear dog, chant Hare Krishna. Not this. But a human being, either he may be known to Krishna or not known to Krishna, he can be trained. Just like in your country, in Europe and America, they did not know even what Krishna is. But since we have started this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, you have become so many devotees. That is possible. Because human beings, they can be killed. So, in spite of all this facility for the human being, it is not trained up to Krishna consciousness, then he will be moved on. He does not say that much. Namāl viṣṭhitanam mūrā. In this human form of life, he is classified as duṣkṛtino, mūra, narārama, māyā, apariṣadhyā. He must be either of these categories. So, things are degraded so low that in India, they are asking what is Goa. This is Kali. In India, where Krishna comes personally, where Lord Ramchandra comes, when Lord Buddha comes, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, in that country, now young men are asking for his God. This is good. So we should not remain Vimura. We should become intelligent. And to make us intelligent, Krishna comes, Krishna's devotees come, some messenger comes, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is one of the messengers of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to please Krishna conscious man. And not only he pleased, but he trained up many disciples to preach this Krishna consciousness all over the world. So, by his grace, we are also endeavoring to do something. This is called parampara system. So we should take advantage of this Vaishnava mission, as Chaitanya and Prahlad Maharaj said, to get many answers. Vaishnava means paradukha buddhi. Kipam bhavitya stamaham pravartte. Paradukha Vaishnava is our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is Vaishnava, Sanpartan Vaishnava, and he was Paradukha Buddhi. This is Vaishnava. He criticized Nirjan Bhala. He has personally written one song, Man Tumi Kisher Vaishnava. Nirjanare Bhare Pradishagatare Tavahari Naam Kevala Vaishnava. Man Tumi Kisher Vaishnava. He has a long song. Jayara Pratishtha, Sukarara Vishtha. Vaishnava means he doesn't want any material profit or material offerings or material remedies. He doesn't want. This is joy. But in the material world, everyone is busy for three things. Material profit, material reputation, rapuja, and material adoration. This is not Vaishnava's business. Vaishnava never cared for all these things. Vaishnava is always thinking how to do good to these seven human. Lopanam Hitapadam, about six Goswami, it is said, Nana Sastra Vichara Sankar Nikunam, Sattarma Samasthakabho, Lopanam Hitapadam, Tibhuvane Manto, Saranyakas. This is what Nana Sastra Vichara Sankar Nikunam. The Shastra, everything is there. Just like Srila Rupa Goswami has given us Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. To understand what is Bhakti, we have tried to translate it into English, the nectar of the world. So, why? Rupa Goswami was the minister in the government of Hussein Sam, very opulent position. Tapta Purna Masai Samanda Lapati Sami, Sada Tuchava, Bhutya Veena Ganem Sakavukara Maya Ko Veena Kanta Sami. This is like the high post minister say, enjoy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for pushing on and on this Krishna consciousness movement. Tatta Purnamase Samandaka Pratisani Sadatuch Bhutya Veena Ganesha Kaukunda Kaukunda Kantas. The Vaishnava means for good. That simple thing. There are so many politicians and humanitarian and so many. But nobody knows how to do good to others. Nobody knows. They do not know. The real fact is that Krishna explains himself that asatmadhana puna dharma shasa parantava mahaprapya nivartante mitra samsara. This is real suffering of the humanity. Especially speak of the humanity. Because with the human form of life, one can actually understand what is the position, what is the value of life. The value of life, one should understand that we are in the cycle of birth and death. Bhutta, bhutta, prajiyam. One should take birth and again we die. Janma mitru jara bhari. Dukkha dhusana dhajana. So one should be intelligent to understand that khāli jāna. I learned from Bhagavad Gita and Vedic literature that aham brahmasmi, I am eternal. Why I am dying? This is intelligence. This is intelligence. Otherwise, cat and dog, a dog, a cat does not know why he is dying. Neither he know that he is eternal. But a human being can take information from the shastra that he is eternal. He does not die on the destruction of the body. Now Hanmati Allah is saying. Krishna is giving his information. Prakandi Hanmati. This is our real unhappiness. Janma Vittu Jarabha. But if we are kept into darkness about this, and simply we become busy with some superficial things, as a body of Pramana. Nate vidushartha bhate me Vishnu durasaya, it is durasaya. So all these leaders, the political leaders, they do not know what is the value of life. They durasaya, with some hope which will never be fulfilled. They are busy. Therefore, a Vaishnava is for a dukkha dukkhi. He knows what is the real suffering of humanity and he tries to get sadharma sadhakmo nana sahatma vikara nitam. Real sadharma. Dharma means occupation. Dharma does not mean that you believe in something. That is the description of the scripture. Faith is different. But real dharma means the occupational duty. It's like government law. Government law, if you go on the street, you'll find, keep to the left. There's no question of faith. You must keep on the left. Otherwise you're a criminal. You'll be punished. Very well. The real meaning is this, that dharmam shastram bhagavatyami, the law given by God, that is the simple definition of God. So, if we don't accept the dharma, then we'll be punished. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Dharmasya asya parantam asandhana, if we have no faith in the words of God, manmanabhavamanbhakto, madhyaji mananamastu, Krishna is saying, if you do not become devotee, if you do not give up Krishna, then you will not get Krishna. If you remain continuously, but after that, particular Krishna, and that is very dangerous. What is the danger? Nivartanti, mrityu samsara. Again, even in the cycle of birth and death, birth and death. Note that today you are Indian, you will just be birth again as Indian. No. Today you may be Indian Prime Minister, tomorrow you may be a dog in some other country. They do not know this. Pratityakriyamanani, gunaikarmani, sarvasa, ahankara, vimungatma, tatta, aham, iti, mannati. You are not independent. Nobody is independent. Today you may be something, tomorrow you may be something. But you must search out your real life. That is intelligence. That intelligence is given by the Vaishnava. Therefore, Vaishnava has got a very, very great responsibility. My Guru, Guru Maharaj, pointed out, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvita. Mantami kisere Vaishnava. Pratishtharatare mit general hare, kabo hari namti. Formerly people used to know that if I take a mala and sit down in a secluded place, of course that is good, that is not bad. But the real business of Vaishnava is not for himself, but for others. Just like the example given by Sometimes that is also good, but sometimes we take it to get cheap adoration from innocent family. That here is a Vaishnava, he is Siddhant. No. My Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta, Sarita. He was not that type of Vaishnava. That is his special gift. He wanted every one of his disciples to go and please the current of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Here we are in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's country, but place we should remember. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of course asked every Indian to take his mission. At least Bengalis should take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Amarakai Guru Haiya Taroyai Tej Jarela Kotare Kaho Krishna Bodhis. Even if you cannot go outside, it doesn't matter. Wherever you are, either in Yahya, in Namadri, or in Calcutta, or anywhere. So, you best become a Guru. Don't become a rascal. You become a guru. Now how can I become a guru? I am not very educated. No, you don't require to be very highly educated rascal. Simply repeat Krishna consciousness, as Krishna says. You become a guru. Unfortunately, we don't care for Krishna's instruction. We are busy with this ism, that ism, that ism. So we should remember, I don't wish to take much time. Let's say, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he took this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruction very seriously, and he wanted his disciples to do. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wanted that. And Bhaktivinoda Siddhanta, this Mahapurusha, is meant for this purpose, to spread Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, as people deserve by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.